A reading from Isaiah. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 119. Deal bountifully with your servant, so that I may live and observe your word. Open my eyes, so that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I live as an alien in the land. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your ordinances at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me their scorn and contempt, for I have kept your decrees. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your decrees are my delight. They are my counsel. A reading from Acts. St. Paul makes his defense before King Agrippa. All the Jews know my way of life from my youth, a life spent from the beginning among my own people and in Jerusalem. They have known for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that I have belonged to the strictest sect of our religion and lived as a Pharisee. And now I stand here on trial on account of my hope in the promise made by God to our ancestors, a promise that our 12 tribes hope to attain as they earnestly worship day and night. It is for this hope, Your Excellency, that I am accused by Jews. Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? Indeed, I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things against the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and that is what I did in Jerusalem. With authority received from the chief priests, I not only locked up many of the saints in prison, but I also cast my vote against them when they were being condemned to death. By punishing them often in all the synagogues, I tried to force them to blaspheme, and since I was so furiously enraged at them, I pursued them even to foreign cities. With this in mind, I was traveling to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests, when at midday along the road, Your Excellency, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me and my companions. When we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in Hebrew language, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It hurts you to kick against the goads." I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The Lord answered, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and stand on your feet. For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and testify to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you. I will rescue you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I've finally been able to return to my early morning walk along the Columbia Canal. It's been a few months since November, with the new work schedule and the days growing shorter and cold and a million other excuses I came up with. I haven't returned until just now. But I'm back, and I've noticed that there have been many changes. And some of those changes are seasonal. There were still leaves on the trees when I left, and there are none now. And Parks and Recreation Department has been busy, what I call landscaping, and I put that in quotes. A lot of bush has been cut away. Trees have been taken down, most of which look as if they were twisted off from their trunks by a tornado or either a gang of toothless beavers gummed them to death. I'm not sure which it is, but they look pretty awful. But there's much more to see. There are paths and trails that I've not seen before that have been cut by many thousands of footsteps that gradually wore away the undergrowth. I spied a couple of fishing spots that have been hidden. I have a better view now, or anyone who walks the canal has a better view now of the Rocky Shoals spider lilies that will bloom in a few months. There are some calm, diverted waters from the Broad River where mating pairs of geese swim in the calm eddies. I don't know if they're nesting, if it's that time, or they're just already on a nest for that matter, but they mate for life, and so they are together. They're the downed tree trunks that link island to island, an aid to the deer that hop from island to island, particularly in the summer. And on the canal side, all that bush has been cut down, and if you're out there at just the right time, it's easier to spot the beavers who are swimming upstream about dawn. One yesterday had a branch in his mouth. I imagine he's doing some spring cleaning and spring renovation to his den. And then there is other scenery that's more visible than before, and it's certainly not as pleasing. We always have to watch out for those places where owners don't clean up after their dogs. There's garbage that's accumulated in spots I've not seen before. A homeless camp is across the river. A couple of makeshift shelters, tents, tarps, a cooler, a couple of chairs. Now that it's so plainly seen, I imagine it will disappear very shortly. O Lord, open our eyes. We look, but we do not see. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. God turns our darkness into light. We are not forsaken. Look up and see. Lord, open us up, open our eyes to perceive your desire for the world. Remove those things that block our vision and widen our gaze to encompass all you would have us see. Amen.